Protester reads letter from Daniel Pearl's father at Pelosi's office sit-in. By Michelle Moons on March 15, 2019. The father of murder terror victim Daniel Pearl wrote a letter to Speaker Nancy Pelosi that a pro-Israel demonstrator read in Pelosi's congressional office Thursday. Rabbi Aryeh Sparrow of the National Conference of Jewish Affairs led protesters in a sit-in Thursday in Pelosi's front office. Before entering the office, he blasted Pelosi's failure to condemn Representative Ilhan Omar's repeated anti-Semitic remarks or even anti-Semitism in the broader sense. Pearl's father wrote a letter to Speaker Pelosi that Middle Eastern Women's Coalition President Rabia Kazan Reed as the room that had been filled with pro-Israel chanting came to a hush. As the president of the Daniel Pearl Foundation and lifelong Democrat, I urge Speaker Nancy Pelosi to act boldly and decisively on the Representative Ilhan Omar's anti-Semitic bigotry. Our late son, Daniel Pearl, was not an Islamophobic, Pearl's letter began. He went on to describe his Israel-loving late son and said the hateful words of Omar would continue to haunt and position the future of American Jews. The letter went on. We stand here to remind Speaker Pelosi of words she has spoken many times in the past. That U.S. support for Israel is not only a matter of mutual interest, the shared values. American support of the homeland for Jewish people is a moral imperative and a historical calling that shall be not polluted with accusations of dual loyalty or greed. The resolution passed by the House on March 9 condemns almost every form of hate and art except one, anti-Zionism. Pearl talked about threats to Israel from Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran. Americans cannot allow such immoral deformity to stain House of the Representative government, Pearl wrote in Kazan Reed. And the Democrat Party must remain welcoming home many American Jews who have interest in their energies, talents, and dreams of this party. We urge Speaker Pelosi to find Ilhan Omar unfit to serve on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Pearl wrote. Michelle Moons is a White House correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow on Twitter @MichelleDiana and Facebook.